when we first started working with Zipline, we were, let's say, in the mid-80s as far as our OTIF score. Most recently, we've surpassed 93, close to 94% on the most recent week's results. One of the big things Zipline has brought is a really good approach towards understanding the importance to us, right? That Nikki and the team at Zipline report back to us monthly on how they did, right? And our group really appreciates that. And it's not just, they do a really good job at understanding. Our group in transportation manages their load tenders, helps with appointment scheduling, but really all of Marzetti is their customer. And so they're sharing that feedback with our sales group, who also get to see, well, you know, what a good job that the team is doing at Zipline. And we really appreciate that. I think probably the biggest thing that Zipline did to play a part in increasing that OTIF for us is understanding the importance of everything else has to revolve around what the customer considers on time, right? And that everything else has to play into fulfilling that goal. Where I think in some other instances, we would feel like we were doing all the educating, right? If there was any type of disruption, orders were arriving late or early based on decisions that were being made at the carrier level, without really a lot of thought into how it would affect our OTIF score when it came over, right? And I think the really good thing about Zipline is with very little coaching, right? It's just the culture. They would reach out to us every time something was going on that could jeopardize the on time to the OTIF date or the MABD. They were reaching out to us proactively and asking us, how would you like to handle this? You know, this is putting the MABD in jeopardy. Here's what we suggest you do. And I think for us, it was just that peace of mind of knowing that Zipline's not going to do anything to cause us to not be on time to our customer without first giving us an opportunity to work together collaboratively to figure out what might be the issue and then how do we fix it together.